League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least 8 states, John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You put it out there, RJ, put a poster together of all the Rockets' possibilities. You got James Harden's not a possibility anymore, right? I mean, that's over, isn't it? That's probably over. Dylan Brooks is still out there. Van Vliet. Jaylen Brown. Brook Lopez. Cam Johnson.
Brook Lopez and Van Vliet are going to be your two. A 5 and a 1. Kind of a one-ish. Because Thompson may not be ready either. I mean, he hasn't played a lot of basketball.
Look how young he is. You're going to be fat. You're going to be one of the most athletic teams in the league.
So the Athletic itself, all they did was list the top, all their top talent. They said Alperen Şengün, Jalen Green, Cam Whitmore, Jabari Smith, Amen Thompson. Kevin Porter Jr. Did I mention KJ Martin? Oh, Tari Eason. They go, and you know, $48 million, $60 million, whatever they said they had to spend, because there's conflicting numbers.
Well, the floor is they've got 60 to spend.
They have to spend 40.
They have to spend
40. So $60 million. They said, rock. You know, they basically said rocket ship upward. The excuses are gone. Like the excuses for we did not see the level of improvement that I think they should have had last year, and I think that's a big Steven Silas problem. He's not the right fit for a young team that needs more direction and a little firmer hand. You know, it's just not his personality. They do have some talent. They have got some real talent now. I think the excuses are over for Rafael Stone and the organization. When you have this level of players, I know they're young. I'm not asking them to win at a high level, but I'm asking them to get better. I'm asking the process needs to show market improvement this year. With all that money to spend, you're going to have some veterans too that you add. There's no excuses this year for, well, they're just young. I'm not asking them to win or even make the playoffs. I mean, I'm not asking for when to get into the playoffs necessarily, but we need a more competitive product. We don't need the long losing streaks, a lack of effort. That stuff's all got to be gone. Better defense should be expected, more consistency, more wins, and a team that we say, now this team is headed on the way up. Because it was hard to say that after last year.
Add Brook Lopez, add Fred VanVleet. Add Ime Udoka to this team. Add Amen and add Whitmore. This is a much better. And I think, well, how many wins is Ime worth as opposed to Steven Silas? I really think Steven Silas.
Well, you're dealing with a plus minus, so I think you could see it. I think there could be a difference of 5 wins just in the head coach alone.
I think it's more than that.
Well, I mean, 5 wins.
I think he changes the entire culture.
Look how many wins you got. That's about 24% more wins than the other guy. That's kind of a big deal. One coach to make that big a difference. I think he makes a
difference in the whole organization, period. I mean, I think Steven Silas was just a bad, bad fit for a young team. They needed a much better disciplinarian. They didn't need a friend. They didn't need a guy. They needed a guy that was going to, you know, get on them and make them better players. And Steven Silas just wasn't that. Good offensive coach, great, good offensive mind. He did wonders in Dallas, but Not a head coach. He can't. He was awful for this organization, I thought.
Now, what do you think is better, in your opinion? Do you think getting a guy like Van Fleet, who you'll have to pay close to the max to, or would you like to see that money kind of divvied out between several free agents where you, I don't know, you sell your soul to the devil and you get like a Dylan Brooks. You also get a Brooke Lopez. You get a, like Brad O said yesterday, you know, a Monte Morris, who, you know, was great with assist to turnover ratio. Maybe a Kelly Oubre comes and he can be a quality off the bench for you. You know, would you like to see them go out and try to get a max guy, or maybe just divvy up that money in other areas?
Well, if you start talking about volume, like you're talking about, I don't mind volume, but I don't see how it fits with the amount of players on the roster. Like, well, let me put it this way. Your ninth and tenth man on your roster are pretty talented and deep if you do that. Because now we're talking about, I mean, we're talking about, there isn't going to be no Josh Christopher or Ty Williams. Ty Washington, rather. You're not going to, like, I don't know where, I don't even know where they fit in. If you start adding multiple, if you start adding three or four players from free agency and split it out.
Well, those are fringe players. Those are fringe players anyway. I
think they like Ty.
I don't think Josh Christopher.
I don't think Josh Christopher is, yeah, I don't really, I wouldn't make any moves having to do, I don't care about the Josh Christopher deal. Garuba, I think, is just going to have to.
Well, if you get Brooke Lopez, Garuba's got to get pushed to the side.
Yeah, no. All those guys. Yeah, and they're, who cares? They didn't.
No.
There was no wins generated by guys. And I like Ty, but at some point, that's the problem, RJ. I think this isn't about volume of players, like who's got the most talented top 10. You really need to lock in your top five on who your five guys are and then who your eight guys are and how many of those guys are core players. The talk on Van Vliet is it'd be a short-term deal anyway. It wouldn't be a long-term deal. For me, I don't do a lot of short-term deals. I want to see the Rockets put together their sustainable product moving forward. And so, for me, I think that Brooke Lopez is one, but I would actually – unless Van Vliet is going to be more of a, you know, unless you think he's a fit, and you, now that you drafted a long point guard type player, and I'm in Thompson, Van Vliet, I don't know that he's a long term solution because he's also not like just a point guard's point guard either. So I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, if you bring a Jaylen Brown in here.
Well, that's a different deal.
A whole different deal. Like, to me, you have
your
to
subtract. Your whole roster's going to change.
Yeah, you have to subtract guys from your roster, and maybe Jaylen Green would. I mean, Jaylen Brown, to me, I really kind of feel like if Jaylen Brown comes in, Jaylen Green goes out. That's how it's gonna have to end up looking, because I just don't know that you can. Tari Eason, to me, is a really important player in the future. I think Jabari Smith is an important player in the future. Şengün, if they don't love him, he's going to have a lot of value around the league if they decide to move him. It's going to make me sad, though, because I think it'd be a huge mistake to move Şengün. But if they decided to, you know, to really take a big swing and move and change who they are, Şengün is going to have value. Well, Jaylen Green is going to have value.
A big white guy in Boston? Okay.
Well, he's not a big white guy. He's
a big white guy.
Where's he from? Turkey?
Yeah.
They're Latvia. Gonna,
he's Latvian? He's not Turkish?
No, he's Latvian.
Yeah. I'm talking about Şengün. He's Latvian. Oh,
well, Şengün is Turkish. Yeah. I thought you meant big white guy in Boston. I thought you were saying Kristaps.
Oh, No. He's talking about Şengün. John, Boston's not going to say, oh, that guy right there, he's one of us. They're not going to say that about. He's got double U. He's got the. Look at how his name
Bostonians
is spelled.
Bostonians only care about the pigmentation.
No, they That's don't. It. How do you talk?
That's it.
They want to hear you talk.
Larry Bird wasn't one of them. He was a hick.
They're not hicks. But the Boston, it's the same. They're in the same family. They just sound different.
No. Alperen Şengün in Boston
Şengün
is a white guy.
Şengün is not a white guy.
He's a white guy.
He's not a white guy.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't.
You're nuts. You're goofy.
He's not a white guy. People from Boston would never. We need to have the. It's going to be time to have this conversation, because my son Mason brought it up. He started having his. He said, "Who is going to win? I guess there's somebody out there who makes the white NBA player of the year every year, or no, just white guy of the year. Who is it? Is it Jack Harlow this year? Is it who's a rapper? Is it who's the white guy of the year this year?" And we started having conversations, and I said, "That's actually interesting because." Like, to me, an Alperen Şengün, that's not a white guy.
That's a white guy.
That's an international guy.
He's
European.
He's still a white guy.
He's European. In this country, white guy has a specific meaning.
No.
It's hamburgers and spaghetti and, you know, pizza and white guy.
No. See, I thought Yao was a white guy.
You call yourself dark meat. Yeah, you called Yao a white guy. To me, I just can't. But ethnicity checkbox, like when you check things,
yeah,
it's always...
Well, he's Asian, obviously.
Yeah, but...
Right.
Yeah, that's not white. But Asian's not white guy.
No, I know he's not white guy.
Then how did you ever get to white guy with him?
Because he's whiter than...
Who's the white guy of the year this year?
In the NBA?
No. Okay, in the NBA. Who?
Luka.
No. That's my whole thing. He doesn't qualify.
He does qualify. Luka's a white guy.
No, Jokic. Austin Reeves wins the award by far.
Yes, it's Austin Reeves.
No, Luka's the white guy.
Why would Luka win over Jokic anyway? If you're considering Luka.
Oh, yeah, Jokic is the...
Jokic, oh, Luka, Luka, Luka. Yeah. That's not a white guy. That's not how white guys talk like this. Hey, guys. Hello, guys. That's not white guy talk.
Luka is... the reason he didn't win the MVP is because he's a white guy. Is it because Kendrick Perkins was like, hey, you guys are all voting, all the white guys are voting
but
for white guys.
But that's why my problem with Kendrick Perkins is quit bunching in. You know what? No one likes, like, quit bunching in white guys and international players. We are not the same. We are not the same. We have different backgrounds. We come from different cultures. My culture, my parents grew up on farms in Kansas, okay? So they made things like they made chicken fried steak, Swiss steak. There's a lot of steaky stuff because my mom came from, you know, a cattle ranch. But we don't, you know, do you think Luka eats green bean casseroles? There's your dividing line.
Oh, yeah, does he Luka, does. You don't
did
think,
he grow up eating green bean casseroles?
He didn't
casseroles?
Grow up, but you don't think he got, as soon
on
as he got there, he was all
on
in.
Thanksgiving, did he just have corn, just corn with salt and pepper and some butter? No, he didn't grow up eating corn and mashed potatoes?
No, he didn't. He grew up eating mush. Okay, that doesn't qualify. Just because
that's not white guy food.
No. When he got here, he thought, "Oh, green bean casserole. Yeah, I like very much.
Yeah, I like very much now." Yes. Because if you have to say "I like very much,"
yes,
green bean casserole, you're not a white guy.
He's a white guy.
You just are forced to eat it from a young age.
All right,
totally different. Totally different. Has he ever had that? Now, I didn't. I'm a white guy. I've never had this. My parents didn't do this. But it's my understanding that some white guys like the cranberry out of a can.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's Lord. To me, that's no. I mean, that's
right, we got, okay,
that's a fireable offense. That CPS should be.
Quickly, Chris, because we're up against a break. Chris, is Luka a white guy? Is Jokic
John,
a white guy?
John, listen, Lance is 1,000% right. If I said to you, give me the Black Guy of the Year award in MLB, and he said Yordan Alvarez, that would be wrong. He's not
yes.
a black guy. He's a minute, or whatever he is. He's like, so Lance is 1,000% right. Ronald Acuna Jr. does not win the Black Guy of the Year award in the MLB.
No.
So, the White Guy of the Year award cannot be Luka, cannot be Jokic. In fact, after last night's draft, I might give it to Grady Dick with that outfit he was wearing. And I'll hang up and listen.
Oh.
Would Grady Dick be taking as much crap if he were black?
No.
I was thinking, okay,
what?
Let me put that outfit now.
Did
I looked
you
at
see
it just like
his
everyone
video?
Else. I looked at it and I'm like, oh
did
my God.
Did you see his video? His hype video?
It's so embarrassing. Oh my God. But here's what he's doing. He is positioning himself for white guy, a white guy award. But Jack Harlow, that's why, you know, he's got a chance to win white guy of the year.
This is
Tom,
true.
I tell you what, Tom Holland. Although
oh,
he's not
a German
from, he's
guy
not from our country.
Splitting hairs to separate the true white guys.
I'm not a German guy.
Weird.
I was
you are
born.
A German guy.
No, I'm not a German guy.
Oh my God.
I'm not a German guy.
If it, okay.
Who said that?
Tony. Concept Mayhem. Yeah. He's right. He's right.
Well, okay. See, he's a white guy. He's from Iowa.
Yeah.
But he's wrong. But if it's see, if you had said Raheel, I'm like, you're not in this conversation.
Well, I'm sure your whole family.
If it was Dell, I'm like, you're not in this conversation. But this guy's
your,
from
your
Iowa.
Whole family fled Germany to avoid prosecution for atrocities and hid in Kansas.
They didn't.
Okay?
They avoided the Austrians. My family moved
okay.
to avoid Hitler.
Okay.
They I'm said sure. we're not in this. Bye. You guys do you. Bye. They left Austria. And
okay.
that's only one part of my family. I've got some Frenchie. Like, to me, I can comment on Wembanyama. You can't. I've got some Frenchie I found out a few years ago. I've got English, so if I want to talk about Churchill, I can talk about Churchill. You stay out of it. You're not in this Churchill discussion. I can talk about Premier League people. You can't. But the thing is, the white guy thing, now, I will stand on that. International guys are not white guys, and he just had a perfect – Jordan is not black guy.
No, Jordan's not black guy.
That's a really
strong
argument.
That's a pretty good
argument.
Point, and it's hard. I got to think about it during the break. Right now, though, let's think about Craig DeCerf. Is he a white guy?
Yeah. No, Craig DeCerf is definitely a white guy, and he works in Angleton. I mean, listen, I think that's pretty much proves that. But he's also a man of the people. That's a true man of the people. He doesn't care who you are, where you come from, what your background is. He is a really fun person. He's a guy with great energy. He's up-tempo. It's fun being around him, and I think that's one of the reasons why the sales staff, the service staff, the management staff, everything stays the same. People don't want to leave there. They have a great time, and that manifests itself in great deals. And they've got Chevy Silverado pickup trucks, for example, 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers, or if you finance through GM Financial, you can get $2,750 on your dealer cash back. That's an example of what they're doing on the Chevy Silverado pickup truck. They have great APR rates on pretty much every Chevy vehicle in stock. But if you say, no, I like the GMC Sierra pickup truck. I love the design there. They've got an awesome deal for you there. They've got SUVs. They've got pickup trucks. They've got crossovers. Whatever it is that you're looking for, if they don't have it, they will find it. But just know this. You're going to get more trade-in value. That's never going to change. And the sales experience is awesome. Make sure that they are part of your decision-making when it comes to getting a new car. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Just go to LanceZCars.com.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
I'm going to make this fast because John has a tea time and Lance has more NFL work to do. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Trench.
Get in the trench.
All right, 821 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713, he's right. I do have a tea time today, so I'm going to have to get out there. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Talk about your
Gilbert.
Records.
Let's ask Gilbert about the white guy stuff. See what he thinks, because he's somebody who's not, you know, he's not a white guy, so he maybe has. I'd like to get his perspective.
Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing? Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Gilbert.
Do you want to ask me Rocket draft stuff?
Okay, what did you think of the Rockets draft last night?
I really don't care. I don't like basketball.
Yeah. I didn't think you did.
I knew what that was.
No. Do you know who Nikola Jokic is?
What?
Do you know who Nikola Jokic is?
The Joker?
No.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't like basketball.
Yeah, he doesn't like basketball. We'll name baseball a baseball foreigner. Are there any?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Well,
you mean white guys? Oh, that's way harder. No, yeah. You're not going to find the French pitchers.
No, right?
No. Now I see what you're saying. This is going to be hard for us to say. Gilbert, do you consider a guy who's from Serbia and speaks with an accent? Do you consider that a white guy?
If he's white,
well, I don't know.
You know, Gilbert don't care.
What if he's from France and he says
he ain't about this conversation?
I'm very happy to be a white guy.
What if he's from France, Gilbert? Is he a white guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I figured. What'd you call about, Gilbert? Your Astros?
Yeah, the Astros.
Yeah. How about them?
I think LA's going to take 2 out of 3 in LA.
You think they're going to take 2 out of 3 in LA? There you go.
You've been right on the other side. Yeah, like that means they're going to take.
You've hit quite a bit.
I figured the Dodgers to beat the Astros 2 out of 3.
The Dodgers are going to beat the Astros 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Okay. That means I like the Astros in this one now. Gilbert's been hot. But it's the exact opposite.
Okay, hold on. Gilbert, we got to go.
All right.
Okay, Rodney, call in. Gilbert, we got to go. This is very important white guy stuff we're dealing with here.
Okay.
My buddy Rodney is listening, who I argue with about these kind of stuff. Call in, Rodney. Scott, stop, because he's on your side. Stop texting and call in. 713-780-3776.
The reason Nikola Jokic didn't win this year is because he's a white guy.
713. That's a good argument. Here's somebody else makes a good argument, too. Rodney's like, Rodney, 713-780-3776. Rodney and I have been arguing about this stuff. And Rodney was somebody who also understands playing the dozens, or we call it ranking on each other, where you develop thick skin because people take personal shots at each other. Rodney said Dirk was white. Dirk is white. Luke is white. Jokic is white.
Nash is white.
Şengün is Turkish. Skin tones is what I look at.
Yeah, Steve Nash. Is he a white guy?
Well, Canadians count.
What are you talking about?
No, Canadian is a white guy.
That country counts,
but
this one doesn't?
Canada. We count Canada as white guys.
This is the problem that I have with making...
How do you talk?
Doing a Chinese accent.
How do you talk?
It's okay in Italy to do an Italian accent or a British accent, but it's not okay to do a Chinese one?
How do you talk? How do you talk? To me, I don't look at skin tone. It's how you speak.
Let's be consistent here. If he's Canadian, he's a white
guy. Canadians are white guys, yes. I know it's
but
a different
French
country.
Ain't?
It's based on how you talk.
French ain't, though. Okay.
No, you tell me. If you have a French guy who speaks...
I was just
speaks,
there. The whole country's white.
If you speak with a French accent, you're not a white guy. You're French.
No.
You're European.
Yeah. You're white. I don't know if you heard. Those are white
you
people.
You are designated by country.
Are you Caucasian or not?
You know what? I don't think...
Are Frenchies Caucasian?
Yes, they're Caucasian.
Then they're white.
A white guy is a white guy is a term. We think, what's a white guy? What's white guy?
All right, let's get to
white guy is a term like, oh, man, he's just a white guy. But you wouldn't say that about a French guy because you'd say
no,
that wait, French
you're going to call a Frenchie you'd a say black that guy? French no, dude. He's a white guy.
You wouldn't say a white guy. You say that the French overrides the white guy thing. White guy is like, you know, white guys like...
I'm going to put...
Would French guys wear monarchs, air monarchs?
I'm going to put Luca in a room. I'm going to put Luca in there with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and with James Harden. Pick the white guy.
So Rodney says, Wimby,
pick the white guy.
Rodney says, Wimby's not white. You know, he's a, that's right. He's a French guy. Rodney, you're arguing against yourself. I'm winning this one just like I win all the arguments against you.
All right, Alex. Alex wants to talk about the white guy. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Lance, is
Arjanis
and Embiid black guys?
Arjanis and Embiid. It's how they talk. Giannis is a tough one. This is a nuanced discussion. It's a nuanced discussion. You see what I'm saying? This is hard. When you globalize, it becomes hard. Yes, I think Giannis is a black guy. Now,
he's from Nigerian descent. He's a black guy.
He's Nigerian descent who grew up in Greece. Yeah. Okay, so it's the Nigerian.
So if he's a black guy.
It's his lineage that counted him as a black guy.
Okay.
He's not
Greek. You're Caucasian. You're white. You're a white guy. You're Caucasian.
No, but it's American. White guy is an American term.
No, you're a white guy, period.
No, white guy. No one goes to.
Well, you can't call him a black guy. He's a white guy.
Who?
Luca.
Luca's not a. He's a European. We have a different category for him.
No.
He's
an
international guy.
It's stupid.
He doesn't get a being white guy.
Dave.
You're out of this, John. You call yourself dark meat. You're not even allowed in this conversation.
I am dark meat. I can go both ways, okay? I can go to my left as far as race goes. Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say I hear y'all having a discussion. I bet you Jordan is black if he gets pulled over by the cop.
Yeah, if a cop sees Jordan driving down the street, what does a cop say?
Okay, where is he? Is he in Houston?
Yeah.
They say, hey, Jordan, move it along. Air Jordan, move it along. No problems.
No problem. Well,
and then when he says, creo que lo que tiene with it, and then they're like, whoa, this isn't a black guy. If you speak Spanish and you're black, you already know that doesn't count as black guy.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count as black guy. That's Dominican. And that's a whole different thing. Dominicans aren't called black guys. Now, Jose Lima did say, now, yeah.
In
West Virginia?
Yeah.
But Lima, you're not a black guy. It's he goes, in West Virginia? I'm big time black guy. I'm like, okay, in West Virginia.
Yes. Well, that's part of America, as far as I'm concerned, still.
Okay.
Despite
play
the
our white
situation.
Guy, play our white guy music. Play the white guy music. Remember the song? Do you still have the anthem, the white guy anthem? Play white guy anthem for John. Pull that up, and let's see. And let's see
is
where
this
one takes
Dick?
Us. No, Grady Dick did not make this.
He
did not make this one. But someone made a white guy anthem. I think it was about white basketball players. And let's see if they say, now, I'm not going to like it if Luka's name pops up, to be honest with you.
Oso says Joe Burrow has white guy of the year locked up for the next decade.
Ooh.
That's true. He's really white guy.
I think he did win white guy of the year.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's in the mix. Like I said, Jack Harlow had a huge year
this year. Tom Brady has been white guy of the year forever.
Yeah, but I don't know. It involves more than that.
There's nobody whiter than Tom Brady.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's like, it should be a positive. It shouldn't just be like the guy who... I don't know. Yeah, it's up for interpretation. Here it is. Here's the white guy anthem. You need to listen to this.
White American NBA players, they got podcasts, they got nice hair. Spot up shooters who get hounded on defense, assuming that they win to Duke is not a crazy pretense. White American NBA players, when you inbound pass, you better beware. They come off the bench, they're the energy guys. Your uncle's favorite player, but you don't ask why. White American, white American, white American, the European white guys are scary.
But European white guys are scary. That's exactly. Those are two totally different things.
8:30, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Who are the best white basketball players in the league?
Jokic and Luka.
Yeah. Now, make sure you tell me which one of those guys has the, which one of those guys say, hey, guys, you want to go to the store for a pop? Or somebody who says, hey, guys.
I want to go to the store for pop.
What is pop for you? Pop is a porridge. It's like porridge that has raisins.
No, pop is the soda.
It's pop. Good... Do you ever have pop? Who is pop?
If you take a break when we come back, 703-780-3776 if you want to get into this, or just talk Rockets basketball, or Astros basketball. Bly Madras going to be coming up and helping the team out. We'll talk about that and more right after this. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the spirit of radio. Let's get back to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More importantly, let's get back to the guy who does all the actual heavy lifting on this show, RJ. Hang in there, brother. Everybody listening knows who's the real hero here. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's RJ and these two guys.
Chicken. Coach your chicken.
Chicken. Somebody's like, I'm not getting in on this.
No, we have a coach that called in and texted us. You chicken. 713-780-3776.
So interesting points made. Yeah. I think I go to, how do you sound and what did you eat when you were 10 years old?
How do you sound? No.
Yes, that's 100% how you sound.
No, because there's a lot of white guys that try to be black.
No, but that's an American.
And Tiger Woods.
No, Tiger Woods is, well, yeah, he's everything.
No. Tiger is, he talks like this, see? And, yes, and I
see. See? He's not Charlie Casserly, see?
Yeah.
Well, look at me. I'm Tiger Woods, see?
No. He's not James Cagney. Yeah, see? You know, you'll never catch me, Coppa. No. Because they caught Tiger. No. You can't go by how they sound. The sound is out. Is out, totally out.
This person said, how would they be referred to on porn? That's not how we determine things either. The definition on a headline of a porn, on a searchable thing, that's also not how we're doing this, guys. It's like, for example, I like hummus now, but I didn't eat hummus when I was 10 years old. That was not part of what my mom made me. And Luca probably, I don't know. Where's Luca from again?
Luca is from Serbia. Is he Serbian?
Yeah. I don't know if Serbia has hummus, but what did you eat when you were 10 and how do you sound? To me, those are my definitions of white guy. Like would Eddie Murphy make fun of Luca by doing this? Hi, I'm doing my Luca. I'm doing my Luca voice, so, or this is my Jokic voice. I know. He's doing his white guy voice.
No, no. That's
Does
silly.
Does he eat mayonnaise and cucumbers?
That's silly. Because Eddie Murphy. No. Just because you can't talk about how you sound. It's how you look. You're a white guy.
Okay. Well, somebody got me on this. This is a pretty good one. Is Jeremy Lin an Asian guy? I said, yes. And he goes, look at how he talks.
See?
But it's
different. Not about talking. It's not
about
different.
Talking. I'm not trying to differentiate other races. I'm talking about my group of white guys. My parents were born in Kansas.
The Jeremy Lin argument is a good one. He couldn't be whiter. Jeremy Lin is white.
Wow, is that offensive? Jeremy Lin is white?
Yeah.
Asian. White. Do they say stop?
He's American.
Okay, stop Asian hate, right?
He's
a real thing. Stop Asian hate.
I'm assimilating. You're trying to separate everybody.
I'm trying to define
what a
white guy is.
I'm trying to bring a country together.
I'm trying to define what a white guy is.
All white guys.
If we said white guy of the year award, to me, I just say, now, I will admit there are, like with everything, if the Constitution's so great, why do we have some amendments? Because we have to add on to some things. Canadians count. Why, when in Handmaid's Tale, were we going to Canada? Because it's basically America.
America.
In the French part.
There in Canada, there was some racial stuff going on with her husband up there. You know what I'm saying? So they separate white and black up there too. Oh yeah.
I'm not. This is not being separatist. This is just who gets a label of white guy.
I'm trying to bring the country together.
Who gets a label of white guy? And you know what?
I try to bring the country together.
I will admit, Steve Nash. I mean, he went to UC Santa Barbara. He talks regular, like the rest of us white guys. We got regular talk like that. He doesn't really have that accent at the end. Steve Nash. Canadians in general, unless they're French Canadians, and that's a whole different thing because now we've introduced. And where are they from? Were they born in France? No, but they call them French Canadians.
Well, I'm done with this. Done.
Jimmy Garoppolo? He's
white guy. He's Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but if an Italian came over, I'm not calling him white guy.
What are you talking about? Italians are white guys.
They're Italians. You identify as an Italian first and foremost.
I'm a white guy.
You talk.
And then, but
you can't be a white guy if you call yourself dark meat.
I'm a thigh. Okay, I'm a thigh.
Thighs are delicious.
That's right.
I prefer dark meat over the white. The white meat gets dry.
It's juicier.
It is, unless you got to cook it right. The white meat, if you don't cook it right,
yeah, it dries out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
kind of like me in the sun.
Dry.
Me in the sun, but I get suntans.
Dry.
I'm not a redhead.
Sauerkraut over here.
I'm not a redhead.
Sauerkraut. Tom wants to talk about white guys. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. If we're going to go with how they talk and what they eat, I, as a white person, am drafting Lennox Lewis.
Drafting who?
Lennox Lewis. British. Is Lennox Lewis a black guy?
Yes.
He's British.
I have eyes.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I have eyes.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, then he's
is Luka Doncic white? Yes.
But
put him in
white
a room
guy
with...
is a term. No. It's a term. All that.
Stop.
He's a white guy.
Thomas, now, let's get Thomas.
I
in
will
here.
Admit, if there was a crime committed by Luka, if there's a crime, but they don't say how did he sound.
No.
Well, he had a kind of a funny.
He
accent.
Was a white guy.
But if they said. Oh, is he? Well, no.
We've had this conversation before. Tiger Woods robs a bank. You're going to say black guy.
No, Collie had that conversation. Right. No, but if you said, so what is the guy? And you had heard him talk, you'd say, well, was he white? Yes, he's white, but he also had some kind of weird accent.
I'm trying to bring us all together.
He said he had a weird accent.
You're a separatist.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm just defining what the White Guy of the Year award cannot go to Luka or Jokic. Okay. First of all, it'd go to Jokic, not Luka. And secondly, and you know what? Would he win over Joe Burrow? Because Joe's got all that swag. Joe was like showed out for the white guys this year. However, in your world, see, that to me, Joe Burrow wins over Jokic for sure because Jokic isn't a white guy.
See? And who had a better year? Jokic.
Yeah.
He's the white guy of the year. Thomas. Let's get him in here. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Thomas?
Hey, man, I want to chime in. I went to the doctor, and he was from I think India. And he told me that the first time he heard of a different race was when he came over in America. So I have to agree with you. He never heard of white, black, Asian until he came here.
So he only heard of just you were Indian, I guess, whatever country you're from.
Exactly. So that's the way they look at it. We're the only ones that look at people by race over here in the West or in America and in Canada. So I have to agree with you on that.
I'd say they're all white. It's all white guys. Yeah.
No, they're all Americans, he's saying.
Oh, they're all America?
Yeah, they're Americans. That's what he's saying. We're the only ones who break it down into race. Over there, it's like European, like French. Wembanyama's from France. It's true. I don't even think he's a French. He's a French guy. He's French. He's French.
I guess. Yeah.
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 The West, we do things different. Hey, yeah. We're not doing great over here.
That guy from India, that's all he ever saw was Indian people.
What we're doing is not
and
great.
And I'm sure some Pakistanis that they tried to torture. Okay. So they don't care. When a guy who's never seen any other race before thinks.
What he's saying is it's less like we're the one that divide up into a bunch of groups. Now, we have never been divided into more groups at all. I am a cis this,
to me, I'm trying to keep us all in one world. You know, we're all together in this thing. Who stole Gilbert's bike?
It wasn't Luca.
No, it wasn't Luca. Luca did not.
Gilbert did not give me the definition.
Tim says John
of Luca.
Is the unifier we need today. Thank you. 844.
Did you hear what he just said about India and Pakistan? John's the unifier.
I'm the unifier.
He's the Unabomber. He's not a unifier. That guy died, by the way. Unabomber.
Unabomber died. Yeah, Ted Kaczynski. He died. Did you ever read his manifesto?
No,
it was too long.
TLDR. Too long. Didn't read. I've got this manifesto. Social media. They could have literally put the Unabomber. If Twitter was around then and the guy put that out there, it'd been like, my God. I'm sorry that happened to you or congratulations.
I got a friend.
I don't know, but I'm not reading that.
I got a friend who texts and his texts are like Kaczynski's manifesto. I'm like, yeah, read all this. Stop texting all these words. Just tell me something in like three words, and then we're good. 844 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-78. We'll get off this, and we'll get on some Rockets basketball next right here. Don't go anywhere.
You've been enjoying ESPN 97.5. Time for you to tell a friend about this brilliance.
He tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
What you want to do for love? You've tried everything, but you won't give up.
The preeminent NFL draft analyst, the godfather of Houston sports talk. Put them together and you get the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Did you see what Kevin Cash did? He benched Wander Franco.
Ooh.
Over the course of this season, there's been probably multiple times that the way he has handled his frustrations have not been the way we ask our players to uphold being the best teammate. Mm-hmm. Wander is a really good kid, really good person. He's a young player that is learning and dealing with the challenges of being a major league player and some of the frustrations that come with it. He took him out of the lineup because of his attitude. And then told the media about it. Talk about ballsy.
I think you have to tell the media if you're going to bench him for a couple. They're going to bench him for a couple games. So I think you kind of have to tell him, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Why? But I think he's also making a point. He's trying to nip something in the bud.
There's something he talked about being a teammate a couple of times.
He's only 22 years old.
Yeah.
And Franco is going to be, you know, this is a guy with an 804 OPS. He is a phenomenal baseball player. He's already got 24 stolen bases this year.
Okay, that's one thing right there. When did 804 become phenomenal? I want and literally, if you got an 800 OPS now, it's like, wow, he's playing well. That is not.
Well, that's a short. He's a shortstop who's 5'10". That's a good. You got to have a slugging percentage.
He's a great player.
Yeah,
he's actually underachieving this year.
I think that
804 is underachieving.
What's I mean, he was. It's higher than he was last year.
Well, he was just
746. His rookie year, he had 281 at bats. He had an 810 OPS, then 746 last year and 804 this year. He's got 8 home runs this year. He's on pace for like 17, 18 home runs, or yeah, probably about 18 home runs as a rookie. That's pretty good. I mean, as a third year player,
our standards have lowered.
Shortstop.
Our standards have gone down. They've gone down.
No, not for a
again,
shortstop.
Again, I keep going back to Lance Berkman.
He wasn't a middle infielder.
Today, Lance Berkman would make $35 million a year.
But he wasn't a middle infielder. What shortstops do you consider?
Well,
that aren't
okay. Lindor and Carlos should be. They no.
You
they're
say
all
underachieving. You say should yes. be, but hasn't his, the year that he had one? He was 17. Which, you know, had some transfers. The Astros had historical numbers in 17. It is. Yeah, that is true.
Listen, 804 is above average, but
not for a shortstop. It's good for a shortstop. He's a really good player. He's got 8 home runs. He's got 27 stolen bases. He's a good baseball player. Basically, they're trying to say, yes. Hey, you got
no. He's supposed to be one of the. Yes, he is. No. He is a future. He's a bright star.
Is Kyle Tucker over 800 right now?
No, he's not. Well, no. He's 7-something. He's above average in Major League Baseball. So I think average is right around 750-ish in that neighborhood. And he's above average, but that's not good. He's not good. You know, we're like so excited now about an 800 OPS. Lance Berkman was a career 15 years, 943 OPS.
Lindor has not had an OPS over 800 for 4 straight years. Now, he did in 19, it was 854, 871, 842.
Yeah.
Like 4 of his first 5 years, he was over 800.
He had
a 38.
He is under.
Let me tell you something.
He's been underwhelming with his big contract.
There were some suspicious home run numbers, if you're really honest about it.
He 33,
38, 32 in those years where he had the OPSs that were his highest ever. Ever since then, 8, 20, 26. He's got 14 this year. Good numbers.
Yeah,
for an infielder, but he got paid for a lot of what he did in Cleveland at 17, 18,
he's
19.
One of the most overpaid players in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, for as soon as he signed that big deal, it was like it just went away.
His OPS this year is 740.
He's an average player. That's an average player.
But
that's an average hitter.
Does he get paid average?
No. Carlos is underwhelming. He's underperformed.
You see Carlos's shot? Was it yesterday or day
upper
before?
Deck.
Woo! He cranked it.
Yeah, upper deck. Yeah, they had 4 upper decks. They had 4 shots of 400 plus in that game. 4 shots of 400 plus. They were destroying it. They were just destroying it.
Now,
and big ups to the Twins. They got Dallas Keuchel. How about that? Nice. I mean, boy, you want to talk about what? Dallas Keuchel.
When is the last time Dallas Keuchel was good?
Good. It's been a while.
Like maybe 19-ish?
Man, the Twins are going for it. They picked up Dallas Keuchel.
He's 35 years old. 2-9. 2-7, 2-5, 0-2, 0-2. Good Lord.
No, he's been bad.
Has it been bad since, well, that's all 22. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, he was 2-9 last year for the whole year. He was 2-9, and he was 9-9 in 21. He was 16-2 in 20, 8-8, 12-11 with Houston, 14-5 with Houston. Yeah. You know, he's 9-12 with, do you remember that, John?
Yeah.
In 2016. Dallas was just 9-12 with a 455 that year.
That's one of the After reasons they weren't any good in 16.
He won Cy Young the year
before.
He won
16 and 15, yeah. How are Chris Paul and Steph going to get along?
Great.
Now, have you seen the video of Chris Paul with Steve Kerr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, hey, listen.
If you haven't had a run-in
with Patrick Beverly or Chris Paul, then you probably haven't played pro basketball. If you haven't been punched in the nuts,
there's a video of a timeout. Chris Paul's walking off the floor as a rocket, and Steve Kerr, he's pointing, and they're laughing together, and Chris Paul turns around.
Paul does a fake laugh.
It was a fake laugh. Yeah. And then,
I'm sure they respect each other. Chris Paul is highly competitive. It's great for Golden State on paper because you get a veteran with other veteran guys. This is something where this is a championship team. Chris Paul doesn't have to motivate them, or they'll do what's expected more than likely. Probably they get rid of Draymond, obviously. And then you allow Steph to stay off the ball he can stay off the ball quite a bit, run screens. You got Klay Thompson. I think it's actually a pretty good move. It's just the same thing, what happens in the postseason. A lot less is expected of Chris Paul offensively. He can really just concentrate on doing what he did, frankly, what he did last year. So I actually don't hate that move. It's just, you know, you take an aging Golden State team and make them older. We'll see if the Lakers end up doing the same thing by bringing in an older player. My guess is they will. I'd like for us to get an older player, but we're so young that you can't go on. You can't bring a 34-year-old in. That's like,
well, that's Brooke Lopez. He's 34. He's 34 this year.
But I mean, kind of a ball dominant player who's older. Oh. Brooke Lopez won't be ball dominant.
No. 857 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 7370377.
Jaylen Brown is the right age and skill level.
Let's see if they go for it. Let's see. Right now, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I know that the Chastains have gone for 80-plus years in the city of Houston, selling cars for 80-plus years, one family. It's unbelievable. The Chastain name is so good in the car business because the Chastains just do exactly what they say. And you don't always find that in the car business. I mean, there's such a negative connotation for a used car dealer. Well, they're not. They're new car dealers, but they also have pre-owned vehicles on the lot that you're going to get your best deal. If it's gold certified, it is a special vehicle that you're going to get a great price on, and you're also going to get the interest rate it's fantastic. So, and that's kind of a big deal when you're buying a car, but they're going to work that thing so hard for you to get you exactly where your payments have to be. It's what they do every single time, and they're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They're just going to they're going to give you the best deal that you can possibly get. That's why they're the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston. Businesses, it's all about the bottom line. They want the vehicle they want the way they want it. They want it customized perfectly for them, and they want it at the best price. That's business, okay? So if you're looking for the best way, and you know what? You take advantage of it as well on the retail side. You're looking for the best vehicle you can possibly get, and you get it at Chastain Ford. Join the Chastain family at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.